Here's what we found about HER2 testing. We've been seeing this every time we poll oncologists. They're not that tuned in to HER2 testing. You ask the investigators, they go, oh yeah, we order it in everybody's metastatic disease. We didn't see it in these patients. Well, I'm going to ask Randy about it. But again, just to put it out there, MSI, 68% of these patients had it. You could say that it should be 100%, but maybe some of them were diagnosed before the data came out. It's certainly a pretty high number, certainly compared to the HER2. We were curious about this in terms of next generation sequencing. We hear a lot about patients who've gotten through standard therapies and they still want to receive treatment and trying to take a shot and then you get it back and not sure what to do. Not a small fraction, a minority, but a significant number of patients did have next gen sequencing. So that sort of gets out the issue. We can talk about all these things. I'll just let you, anything you want to ask about this or anything else.
Yes, I think, you know, with regards to the HER2 testing, we do it routinely for the breast cancer, for gastric cancer, and for uterine cancer, there are some trials using the HER2 trastuzumab. I haven't been doing the testing routinely for colorectal cancer. I think in particular, not knowing what to do with the information if we have the HER2 testing back.
Would you
back.
Like to find out?
Yes, I do.
Go for it. It is not standard. So actually, I think once again, I think your group is actually a little bit ahead of the curve. Because, as you said, those of us who do this all the time, and as I said, we were talking about this earlier, I just need to know this a little bit. And then you're talking about biomarkers, and for the community oncologist who has to know about not just the guideline biomarkers for 100 different diseases, now we're talking about the, well, it's a really interesting biomarker as opposed to mandatory biomarker. So I'm impressed that this many people are really aware of this. So we've known that HER2 is altered and particularly amplified in a small percentage of colorectal cancer. In some ways, once again, we're mimicking lung cancer where we're sub-segmenting out. HER2 is also a resistance mechanism for sometimes that's been found in liquid biopsies as well. But this is looking at the beginning. The problem is that it's only about 5%. So there was a trial called the Heracles trial. It took an entire country, Italy, to do this. They screened about 700 patients to get 30. And that group of patients who they treated with a combination of trastuzumab and lapatinib, not an evidence-based combination, but a reasonable combination that was being used in breast cancer at the time, though less commonly now, there was a high clinical benefit rate. There was a high response rate, I think about 30%, and the majority of the patients had at least stable disease at the first scan. And this is looking much more like breast cancer, actually probably a little better than gastric cancer, having worked in that space in gastric cancer and HER2. So then the question is, can you order it? And we're doing it because we're GI oncologists and we know this data. Do you have to order it like you have to order MSI and RAS? And the answer is no.
But, you know, just to clarify this, first of all, we're talking about amplification. Mm-hmm. Same thing as breast cancer, same algorithm, right? IHC.
Very similar.
It's 3+.
Very similar. It was very similar.
There, 2+ reflex FISH testing. So amplification, not mutations, which you hear about in lung cancer, HER2 mutate. This is the same as breast cancer. It's 5% of colon cancer, which sounds low, but I mean, ALK is 4% of lung cancer.
Or ROS1.
ROS1, whatever. And so it's more people than T-cell lymphoma probably, you know. But in any event, and responses reported. And when I asked 20 investigators, are you doing HER2? And if it's positive, are you trying trastuzumab lapatinib? They say yes. So that's my way of doing a consensus.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any reimbursement pushback?
That's
because
sort of been
for a community
problem.
Physician, that's
been the
big
problem.
Issue.
No, I think that's exactly right. We have been able to get it, though I have to be honest, you know, because it's only 5%, it hasn't been, I can only think of like one patient that we found it on. And this is sporadic in other things. For example, a small percentage of pancreatic cancer patients will have this. And most of the ones that we see are often picked up in next generation sequencing, though we are beginning and we're having our own internal discussions about adding it to our reflex panel that we do on all our patients. Right? We call it just our colorectal molecular panel where we're looking at expanded RAS, we're looking at BRAF, and we're having our own internal discussions. And I think that will be the wave of the future. But as Neil pointed out, these are not curative